A live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants practice on this Monday is just underway as we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Big Blues practice tonight and look back at the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll also speak with new Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, and we'll hear from the newest Giant, Brandon Merriweather. I'd like to welcome in Super Bowl champion number 60, Sean O'Hara. And Sean, this is the kind of weather Coach Coughlin loves. Hot and humid, even though it's just after 6 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, Tom loves this kind of stuff. You get a great opportunity to get some sweat in and work in. As offensive linemen, I remember Dave Deal, Chris Snee, Rich Sorbert, and myself talking about the sweat factor. Tonight, sweat factor is very high, Bob. Don't mind me if I start perspiring through the show.
That's all right. We'll find you a towel throughout the course of the evening.
Appreciate it.
Sean had a chance to look at the coaches' tape. He'll give you his breakdown of what went right and wrong in the Giants game against the Cincinnati Bengals. But it's time to look at the news of the day. The Giants, with injuries at the safety position, go out and sign Brandon Merriweather, former New England Patriot, first-round draft pick in 2007. In his ninth year in the National Football League, played in two Pro Bowls, 2009 and 2010, spent the last couple of years with the Washington Redskins. Earlier in the day, Brandon Merriweather spoke with the Giants media.
The organization, you know, and plus, you know, I know a lot of people that was already on the team, and, you know, everything I ever heard about the organization been positive, so, you know, I wanted to see what it was like.
Brandon Merriweather, who we've played against before, he's very physical safety, comes down in the box very, very well. You know, he'll bring a degree of toughness to our secondary, to that position, and you know, we welcome him.
Well, Brandon, I've seen from afar, obviously, as an opponent, very aggressive football player, experience, has started in the NFL. From guys that played with him in college, because we got some Miami guys here, obviously. You know, the feedback from them was he was very vocal. I like that in the safety. I think Coach Coughlin and Jerry liked the same thing. Not afraid to make a mistake, bold. I think all those things are good attributes.
Brandon Merriweather has started 68 of 92 games in his career, 292 tackles. Sean, he brings veteran experience. The question is, can he keep his composure? He's been known to get penalized for a bunch of late hits, something that Coach Coughlin will not tolerate.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that he's made a name for himself over the last couple of years. And, you know, a lot of it was due to some of the new rule changes. You know, you can't make the helmet-to-helmet hits. I think he's learned from that. But I think one of the biggest impacts he's going to make is, listen, if you're going to catch a ball over the middle, he is going to hit you. And he's finding a way to make it legal now. But I know from playing against him early on in his career, he was a player that offenses had to account for. So that's something that he's going to bring to this defense, the physical aspect of it, and more importantly, you mentioned the leadership, Bob, because this is a very young secondary. So to have a veteran guy like Brandon Merriweather, a guy that's been to a Pro Bowl, he kind of brings with him a little bit of status, a little bit of clout. I think these young guys are really going to be drawn to him.
Yeah, and one of the other things that Coach Coughlin told us in our production meeting in preparation for the game last Friday in Cincinnati, we've got to find a way to create more turnovers. Well, in that little highlight package we showed you of Brandon Merriweather, you saw him intercepting passes and forcing fumbles. When he comes in, he hits you, and he's got a knack for stripping the football. Sean mentioned the young safeties that the Giants have on the squad, guys like Cooper Taylor and Bennett Jackson. They had a chance to talk about the way they played last Saturday night.
We have a long way to go, you know, and that's the cool thing about the first preseason game is, you know, it's just a tune-up. And you get to see, you know, where you stack up against other competition. The Cincinnati Bengals is a great team, a great organization, and we have a chance to just keep developing. That's the main focus.
I mean, I feel like, you know, in certain instances, you know, maybe guys were scared to make mistakes. You know, sometimes I would be hesitant on something just to make sure it was right instead of just playing fast. And that's something Coach Speck talked about today, you know, just play fast and play more aggressive. You know, and mistakes will happen, but, you know, you clean up a lot of mistakes with playing aggressive and playing fast.
The reaction is you got to improve. It's definitely not a result that we wanted, but there's definitely stuff to work on, and it's our first time going out there against live bullets with this new system, so it's definitely leaves a lot of room for improvement, and hopefully we'll show that this week.
Sean, it's a theater of the unknown when you take a look at the depth chart of the Giants safeties. Now, a couple of injury updates. Cooper Taylor is not practicing today. Nat Burhey, who has a calf injury, is doing individuals. Mykel Thompson out for you with Achilles. Landon Collins out for a couple of weeks. You look at that group. Brandon Merriweather brings NFL know-how right to the table.
Well, that, and he brings health, you know, which is very important right now for this group, because when you're trying to learn a new defense, as they all are with Spagnuolo's implementation of this new 4-3-3-4 hybrid, you know, they all need to get reps. They need to get physical reps, and they need to have the communication aspect that, you know what, even if the crowd noise is loud, we can just look at each other and signal something non-verbally so that we all know we're in the same coverage. Or if Spags is called a blitz, that we know who has the tight end, who has the wide receiver. So that communication aspect can only come through repetitions. I think it's paramount that they get healthy, but they get that time on the field.
Yeah, and they also have injuries at the cornerback position. That is another area of concern for this football team coming out of that first preseason game. New cornerbacks coach Tim Walton had a chance to talk about the DBs as a whole.
Going into camp, we want to make sure we're fundamentally sound. You know, we really improve on our techniques and be real efficient with our movement skills and our technical aspects on our coverage. At this day, you know, you hear Coach Kaufman talk about all the time, you know, people support the matchups, you know what I mean? So we have to be complete players and being able to cover, to tackle, to make game time adjustments, you know what I mean, to understand situational football. We like to try to have them be complete players. Prince, tough physical player, you know, a guy that can use his size, use his strength to hopefully dominate guys this season. DRC, I mean, he's as gifted of a corner of a football player as I've ever been around. And what my goal is try to get him to maximize his ability because he's as talented as they come. Jermaine McBride is football savvy, does a great job of knowing what to do, of learning, trying to apply the techniques of and just have an understanding of the position, doing a great job of that in a short period of time with limited experience there at that position. Shaki Brown plays hard, you know, competitor, gives you his all with it. He loves to compete, he loves to practice, he loves to play. He has toughness also, real tackle and throws nose. Jayron Hosley is a guy that has tremendous talent. We have to make sure he maximizes his ability because he has the tools, he has the skills, the size, the speed, the toughness to be a good player for us. Mike Harris, smart guy that you know played some inside at nickel last year, understands the game and tries to do everything you ask. So, you know, he's able to perform well because he takes pride in knowing what to do and trying to execute what you're asking to. Chandler Fenner, great energy, great effort, excellent toughness. Plays full speed all the time, very coachable, and plays with great effort. You know, guys that play with great effort always give you a chance. Tevin Wade, well, he tries to do the things that you ask him to do. He plays hard, continues to work on technique, tries to understand the game, and goes about his work professionally. You know, we're gonna go out and compete and play with toughness. That's the thing that we're gonna try to do. And if we do those things, if you compete, you give yourself a chance. You compete in every snap, and if you play with toughness, you give yourself a chance to win games.
Hey, DBs on three. 1, 2, 3.
DB.
All right, that's inside the huddle of the corners. Time for our Twitter question. It comes from at G-Man. Who do you think the nickel cornerback is going to be in week one against the Dallas Cowboys? You know, Sean, with so many injuries, you wonder if it's going to be a guy like Bennett Jackson or Josh Gordy or, you know, a host of other guys, Hosley as well. I mean, Tremaine McBride, all these guys are dealing with injuries right now, so really it's an open slate.
Yeah, it is. And the competition, you know, that's the one word that keeps popping up in this group. You know, you mentioned Tremaine McBride, and I know from him last year, he, to me, is the guy that kind of has the inside path. And I know he got hurt last year, but he's got a lot of experience. I know they really like his ability to come in, not only as the cover corner, but also to tackle on third down. But you mentioned Bennett Jackson. You know, he was a corner as well. So if Merriweather and Landon Collins end up being the safeties on third down, and now they kick Bennett Jackson in as the slot corner, that would be a huge bonus for the Giants defense.
And Prince Amukamara not practicing today for the Giants as he continues to recover from that groin injury. Well, Sean had a chance to take a look at the coach's tape and do a little bit of a breakdown of the Giants and Bengals, the Giants preseason opener last Friday night in Cincinnati. When we come back on the program, Sean will take a closer look some of the positives and negatives from the game in Cincinnati as we roll on with Giants Training Camp Live.
Hess Holiday Tradition.
A live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants going through their practice on this Monday evening as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live. Well, on Sunday, the Giants worked, and they got Jameel McClain back at linebacker. He had been out with a stinger in his neck, and Jeff Schwartz practicing again today, 2 days in a row. That's good news for the Giants.
Yeah, it's huge for the offensive line to have Jeff Schwartz back. You want all hands on deck, and I'm sure nobody's more pleased than Pat Flaherty, because to not have your starting offensive lineman out there practicing, it affects everybody. Weston Richburg has now played with four or five different guards just in a short amount of time in training camp.
All right, the Giants' first preseason outing did not go the way they would have liked. We had a chance to hear from Rashad Jennings and Odell Beckham Jr. about the performance on Friday night.
We didn't perform overall how we should, it's game one. We've been productive throughout camp. We had a productive 2 days against Cincinnati at their house, practicing against them every day at a high level of competition. We just got to transfer to the game.
It hit us kind of late, and really realizing that, you know, the season's around the corner and this may be the first preseason game, but it's still a game all in all. And these opportunities for you to take and learn and grow from them. So just coming out fired up next week and just have a better game.
All right, it's preseason game number one. Sean, talk about the first team offense and the struggles that they had.
Yeah, Bob, let me just say this. As a player, I hated the first preseason game, because if you did well, everybody said, well, you're supposed to. If you didn't do well, we talked about it for a week. And I think for this offense, the one thing that bothered, I think, the offensive coaches and fans is the run game. The offensive line and the offense as a whole really struggled with the movement of the Bengals' defensive line. Their front was moving and stunting a little bit, which you would expect from a Paul Gunther coach defense, but the Giants' offensive line really struggled with that, and we saw some negative runs. We saw a quick three and out, and those are things that you don't want to start the season off with. You don't want that to be your first foot forward for a new season.
Yeah, drop pass on third down, failure to convert a third and one. That's where it's mano a mano, short yarded situation. On the flip side, Cincinnati's first team offense went through the Giants' first team defense pretty easily. Andy Dalton played one series, threw a touchdown pass to Mohamed Sanu, and that was it. What did you see in the Giants' defense?
Well, the Bengals' offense has torched many defenses, so I think that the Giants' defense they look at this A.J. Green, Andy Dalton connection, Gio Bernard. The Bengals have a lot of big weapons. But I think one of the things we heard the Giants talk about in the first week of training camp was stopping the run and being more stout. So I think that's one of the things that they really want to do a better job of, going from first preseason game to the second preseason game. Be a little more physical. There right there, the touchdown pass, it looked like a busted coverage right there. There was a blitz, and basically Andy Dalton, that was an easy throw to Mohamed Sanu. So it's getting those errors fixed. I think that defensively and offensively, they all feel like there's things that they could fix and rather quickly with, before this second preseason game.
Yeah, and communication is such a big part of it, especially on the defensive side of the ball as far as guys knowing where they need to be. They're still ingesting a new system with Steve Spagnuolo as their new defensive coordinator. And speaking of Spags, we had a chance to sit down with him earlier today, and he talked about being back with the Big Blue and what he expects from his unit, some of the growing pains that may come along. We'll talk with Steve Spagnuolo when we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG Network.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. We're joined by Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. And, Coach, after 2 years with the Giants back, why is this a good fit for you?
Comfort. I mean, you know, I love the organization, the Giants, the people. You know, when I did leave, the feeling was so great. We want to try to recreate that if we can. But it felt like home.
Everybody grows. You were the head coach in St. Louis. You spent time in New Orleans, most recently Baltimore. What's changed about you since you were last here?
That's a pretty good question. I think you probably have to ask my wife and other people I've worked with. I mean, I hope that, you know, the change is in a positive way. Look, I've said this in the last 5 or 6 years. I think we all grow more from adversity than we do from things going well. I think that's true in life. It was certainly true in my case. You know, I'm a note taker, so I got books and volumes of notes of how things happened, how you reacted to things, what would you do differently. So I hope that, you know, when we go down the same road, possibly, that I've already been, I'll be able to be a help in that, you know, hey, maybe this is the way to do it, not this way. So it's feedback. I feel like there's growth there. I'm hoping that comes out.
Philosophically, from a defensive standpoint, being with different people, learning different things, have you changed a little bit as far as what some of your principles are concerned?
I don't know. You know, I don't think that, you know, we always say that the principles, the morals, the values don't change, but we can always adjust to the process. So doing things a certain way, it doesn't have to be carved in stone. There might be a better way. There's always a better way. So in going to some other places, and, you know, John Harbaugh and I had worked together for a long time, but he had some changes. It was good to see that. And just all the places that I've been since here, there's always a different way to do it. So you pick out the good, and some things you don't really, you know, want to make part of your system, you keep away. But hopefully we've picked out some good things and we can add.
All right, your first time here, you had a Hall of Fame defensive end your first year. You had Justin Tuck. You had OC in his prime. Mathias Kiwanuka was a young emerging player. Different now.
Yeah.
Different set of characters, different skill sets here.
No question.
Talk a little bit about sort of the philosophy that you need to use with the group that you have here, because it's not plug and play.
No, and it never should be. I mean, you can't do that in the league. You have to take what you have talent-wise, people-wise, coaching-wise, and put them in their best positions, hopefully come up with something that works for the group that we have, meets the personality of the guys we have. We think we're doing that. We didn't cookie-cut this thing and said, let's take 2007 and 2008 and feed it to this group. It's changed along the way. We've adjusted. When we got together as a staff initially, even as coaches, it wasn't, here's the playbook, here's what we're going to do. All right, what do we have? What do you guys think will work? You know, what did you learn from last year? What did I learn from last year or years in past? And let's put something together that works for all the guys. And that's what we've tried to do. I hope that we stay on that track.
When you take a look at this group, obviously what transpired last week in Cincinnati in the game, suddenly you lose some young players that, yeah. You know, you were looking for. You add Brandon Merriweather to the mix here. But when you look at that secondary unit as a whole, between the corners and the safeties, how's the communication right now? Because I would think that's a work in progress.
Yeah, that's the one spot that takes a lot of reps, many, many hours together to get it right. The sad thing is going to be with Landon out and some body parts moving. Prince hasn't been back there for quite a while now. We're going to be playing some catch-up. You know, and sooner we can get the guys back there, the four or the five they're going to play against Dallas, the better off we'll be. You know, right now it's not working out that way. And it's going to make it a challenge, and hopefully we won't suffer when we open up against Dallas. But, you know, when you have a veteran team, when it's the same system year in and year out and that happens, it's an easy plug-in. It's going to be a challenge for us. It's a hurdle we have to overcome. And, you know, that's why continuity is so important. But right now, you know, we're fighting the new installation, the new volume, and the interchanging people getting hurt and not hurt. It's we're going to have to overcome it.
Coach, pleasure visiting with you again.
Always.
As always, good seeing you, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it.
That's New York Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants linebackers as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
It's time for our moment of the day. Actually, moments of the day from Sunday's practice. Larry Donnell with a touchdown catch from Eli Manning. Remember last year, Larry had six of them and made some acrobatic catches, and he did it in practice on Sunday. As we welcome you back to Giants training camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, the New York Giants holding their practice. Started around 6 o'clock as Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the Giants getting ready for preseason game number 2 against Jacksonville at MetLife Stadium on Saturday night. What about the linebacking core for the New York Giants? Linebackers coach Jim Herman talked about some new additions, JT Thomas and Jonathan Casillas.
Both those new guys, JT and Jonathan Casillas, both have a lot of range. They can run, their speed. They're both tough guys, you know. So, just the ability to have a speed guy out there, and it helps when we go to sub and, you know, if they have to cover down on a tight end.
Well, JT Thomas is a guy that definitely brings speed, and Sean, he's a guy that adds athleticism for the Giants and a guy that right now looks like he's going to be one of the starting linebackers for New York.
Yeah, well, you certainly want a guy with some speed, with some athleticism. When you look at the tight ends in the NFC East, you've got Jason Witten, you've got a really couple good tight ends with the Philadelphia Eagles and Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. So, you know, those are things that you have to think about as a defense. How are we going to match up? This game is all about matchups, and I think JT Thomas has proven that he can run with some of these tight ends.
Yeah, not only does JT Thomas run, but Jonathan Casillas can run as well. So that's a really important component with this. Casillas, where do you see his biggest value for this team, special teams or as a linebacker?
Well, I think he can certainly handle the role if he's out there on the field with the first team. But I think he has a lot of value as a swing linebacker because he can play multiple positions. But then also as a special teams captain, he can really be an ace in all four phases of the special teams game. And I think that's where he really brings a lot of value to the Giants roster.
2 years ago, the Giants acquired John Beeson from Carolina. It appreciably helped their defense. Beeson missed most of last year. They got him back now. What was your assessment of how Beeson looked in that first preseason game?
Well, I think Beeson, you know, he's a veteran, so he understands about the preseason. It's about tempo. It's about regulating yourself, getting through. But I think for him, he is very vocal, and I think he's very comfortable in that role. But John Beeson knows this is a big year for him. He's been banged up, and I think he's really out to prove people that he still has a lot of gas left in the tank. And I know from playing against him when he was at Carolina, one of the things that he wants to do, he wants to come downhill on you. He's not scared to hit you. He may not be the biggest linebacker out there on the field, but he's not scared to throw his body up against the big running backs or even offensive linemen.
Yeah, and I mean, the Giants are going to need that linebacking core to contribute because there are so many unknowns in the other components of the defense. But having a guy like John Beeson in the middle will stabilize things for the Giants in 2015. Sean? A lot of pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
it's not even hot.
Sean's going to be here tomorrow night and Wednesday night as well. That wraps it up for tonight's show. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.